current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Revolution Reversed. Earlier this month, Ahmed al-Sharaa, representative of the Syrian Transitional Government, visited France. They seem to have discussed the EU and US sanctions as well as the reconstruction of Syria after the 14-year-long war. This visit to France questions Sharaa's entire image, as it's very difficult to ignore or forget how badly France treats and has treated Muslims. From the brutal colonization of Algeria, where over a million Muslims were killed and Islamic identity was systematically targeted, to its ongoing domestic policies that marginalize Muslim communities under the guise of secularism. France's history with Islam is one of continuous offense and hostility. Laws targeting the hijab, the demonization of Islamic practices, and the promotion of caricatures mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further prove France's long-standing pattern of undermining Islamic values. At the same time, we are now seeing reports that the Syrian Transitional Government has been holding secret talks with the Zionist entity. This is the same quote-unquote Israel that has carried out many airstrikes on Syria over the years, killing civilians and damaging cities like Damascus and Homs. While the Syrian people rose up for freedom and dignity, their leaders now seem to be speaking to the same forces that hurt them. Our Ummah in Syria rose up against tyranny and oppression, not to become pawns in a broader geopolitical game. The normalization of relations, or even the consideration of it, with a state that continues to occupy Muslim land and oppress Palestinians is nothing but an abandonment of their revolutionary principles. Moreover, the transitional government's recent call for US investment and involvement reveals the depth of its reliance on foreign powers. While rebuilding the country is important, asking the same foreign powers that supported the Assad regime and very much responsible for the state Syria is in today is very foolish and inane. These appeals are not framed around the sovereignty and dignity of Syria, but rather on accommodating Western strategic interests. Instead of standing strong for the people, the leadership looks more interested in pleasing Western powers. It's as if they are trying to win their approval instead of building a future that truly reflects the hopes of the Syrian people. The images of revolutionary chants calling for justice and dignity now contrast sharply with leaders seeking approval and direction from powers historically complicit in the region's instability. So we must ask, is this what the revolution was really for? Did people risk their lives and lose everything so that their leaders could make deals behind closed doors? Is this what the people meant when they chanted, "This is for Allah," and "Ashab yurid khilafa Islami," the people want an Islamic khilafa? Where is the promise of justice and Islamic values? They carried aspirations of a future shaped by justice and faith with the implementation of Islam. This new path is definitely not that. It's just another form of control of the enemies of Islam and its return. This is not victory, but betrayal, a stab in the back of those who gave their lives hoping for a truly independent and Islamic Syria. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. But it was our will to favor those who were oppressed in the land, making them leaders to be models of faith as well as successors. Surah Al-Qasas, verse 5. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the true victory of Syria, where we witness the return of the Islamic Khilafah system upon the minaj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.